flat batteries. Got that one done up.
Yeah, no, that's good. Thank you.
Help me out. I'm just need help.
Do you mind if I slide around? Thanks, Ken.
Data rides are there.
Ken, when did Sam Calcutta make his decision to not play tomorrow night?
Clearly yesterday when we talked about for Sam, he's obviously not in the headspace that he probably feels like he'd need to be in, and he's made that decision, which I think shows a bit of maturity.
So it was his call, it wasn't?
Yeah, no, Sam. Sam's decision was based around what he thought was best for us as a football team.
As a club, are you frustrated that this investigation has gone on for as long as it has?
No, I'm not. No.
Are you concerned about Sam's welfare at the moment? Is there a concern about how he's travelled?
No. Sam's dealing with it, but obviously it's caused him some grief and some concern, which it should have. But he's dealing with it. He'll handle it.
Will he play in the sand for next Wednesday? Or?
Not sure at this stage. We'll work through that once we get there. We're worried about tomorrow.
Have you been given any indication when this investigation might be wrapped up?
No, not really. No, other than that I'm sure Chris and the AFL will work really closely to get it done as soon as they possibly can, which I said a week ago. That's probably where we should leave it. It's an investigation that's still ongoing, and when we get the information, we'll share it with everyone.
Well, have you given any time away from the club? Or would have you given a few days to go back to WA or anything before he comes back?
Absolutely not, no.
Can you shed a bit of light on how he broached the subject of not being able to play?
No, not really. I think it's quite a private thing for Sam and myself to talk through and to understand that he was dealing with some pressures that he didn't think would put him in the position to play the football that he'd need to play.
Do you think it might have been a bad look for the club if he did play before being cleared? Was that a consideration?
No, I don't think so. I think that was a really mature decision by Sam. I think that's the really important part, is he made a decision based on what's best for our team.
Up against one of the better midfielders in the competition without Sam, Rocky, a little bit nervous going into that matchup?
No, not really. We look forward to the challenge, to be honest. They're an outstanding midfield. They've got a couple missing too, as every side is at this stage. You start to get a few injuries, so you're never going to have everyone absolutely available. But we look forward to the challenge of Duncan and Dangerfield and Selwood and Rucks and all the other people that they put through there. It's not just, they've got some really important new people that come into the club too, haven't they? Kelly, Menengola in the last couple of years.
You're pretty clear where you sat on the ruck post-game. We noticed Dougal Howard doing a bit of tap work with Westhoff. Is Dougal, just to kind of clarify, is Dougal the starting number one ruckman at this stage?
I probably can't tell you that today, can I? That he's going to start as there is number one ruck. He'll be in the ruck at some stage. There's no doubt about that. West will be in the ruck at some stage, and probably Charlie again at some stage. And, they do spend their whole week, all of them, would do a bit of preparation in the ruck.
But given you've got Jack Hodge back in the side, it makes sense that he would slot back one of those key defensive roles, allowing...
And we had Trent last week, though. So we haven't...
Yeah, but Trent's more of a sort of halfback, isn't he?
I think he's about 191 and Jack's about 192 or 93, so depends what you call a key back.
It's a bit tough on McKenzie to come in for one game at a new club and then immediately drop out again.
Yes, facts. You've got to play the way you need to play, and unfortunately for Trent, he didn't quite get the job done that we would have liked him to get done, and Jack's form's been irresistible. I think that's the key thing to remember. Jack was nearly our number one defender not that long ago, and he's been in such good form that he had to play.
He's such a nice guy as well. It must be pleasing for you to bring him back.
Nice guys do win, don't they, sometimes?
It must be pleasing for you to bring him back into the team, given how hard he's worked and what he's been through recently, just to bring him back.
I'm really pleased for Jack, as his teammates would be. But we're more worried about us winning. We're not worried about whether it's good or bad for individuals. We just need to get it done together.
And Jake Mead as well, been in good enough form to warrant selection. Tell us a bit about what he brings.
Yeah, no, his form's been, again, like Jack, the form in the sample has been really strong for us as a club. We're really lucky. I mean, we've got really fit players down there playing good football, so we need to reward them. And now, our form over the last couple of weeks has been a little off, not a long way off, but a little off.
And where do you stand on using Dougal in the ruck, like Lee touched on before, in terms of creating a hole down back and having to fill that hole and the ruck hole? Is there merit to the argument you just leave Dougal down back so you only have to fill the ruck hole, so to speak?
You've still got to fill the ruck hole, though. We need a ruckman, so... Well, that's what we did last week. We brought Trent in, and we obviously brought Jack in again this week, so we've got some coverage in our back half that we think is the area of the ground that we've perhaps got more support in than we have in some of the others, so we're very mindful of that when we make those decisions.
And what about your forwards? I mean, Charlie Buchendy going the end of a few, no Harry Taylor, no Henderson?
Yeah, I don't think that'll matter too much. There's some good players there. Stewart's in good form, Cole Jasmine, and they're good players down there. Blickarves, they've played it, so it won't matter. You've got to play well to get... your results, and as I said, as a team, we just got to get it done together.
Todd Marshall good to go? He didn't
Yeah, he's trained out there today, so he seems like he's going to be okay. So, we'll, with everyone, you always make sure the very last minute in that situation, but we expect Todd will be okay.
You played a bit of Darcy Byrne-Jones across half four last week. Like, what is he chance to do that again tomorrow? What do you sort of make of that?
It's not our preference.
Yeah.
It's not our preference. We weren't going that great last week at any point, so we were looking to try and spice things up a little bit. And Darcy, we know, is fiercely competitive in any area of the ground he played. We talked about him spending a little bit of time in the midfield at some point too, but at this stage, we prefer him at halfback.
Prepared to put on a heavy tag if one of those two stars get away from you a little bit?
Yeah, I think the short answer would be yes. You know, you don't want to leave anyone do too much damage to if you can possibly avoid it, but then we're hopeful that we can cause them equally as many challenges the other way, and that's for our midfielders to go against them and try and get on top early. And that's a crucial battle, probably, if we can get on top early in the midfield. Both teams know that. I mean, both teams generate a lot of their opportunities from stoppage.
Not bored for choice in the midfield these days?
Sorry?
You're a bit spoiled for choice in your midfield these days?
Yeah, we've got a few options. That's a good thing to be, but we're still not. You know, I'd like us to be spoiled for choice and be in really good form. We're not in really good form yet.
Tom, which part of that do you think form-wise, where are you missing?
Oh, we're just not getting the results that we'd like. You know, we've lost last week, and we were lucky to win the week before that. So I just think we haven't performed as strongly as we need to. Good sides perform strongly every week.
Tom Rockliffe, just a 1 week injury.
Yeah, I suspect so. I mean, he's got a small calf, as we talked about last 6 day. You know, you think he probably was a rough chance, but I didn't think there was much chance. So we'll do the right thing by Rocky. You know, he's battled a little bit now, so we'll make sure we get him fit.
It's a good chance to make a statement tomorrow night. Obviously, you won your first 3 games of the season. Obviously, you know, regressed a little bit last week against Essendon, but a good chance to really come out tomorrow night and show the competition that you guys mean business.
We take those opportunities every week, we hope. You know, we want to demonstrate a consistency about us that we play the same way, and it's a big game. It's Anzac Day, and for us, we want everyone here. We want to fill the place up. We want everyone to get here early and make it a big event for us, because we want to play some really strong football on that day, and that's important for us.
It obviously was at Geelong last year. You lost that really close one. They did one a couple of minutes ago, and you guys were right in the game for most of it. Bit of a chance of retribution.
Yeah, that hurt. Yeah, no doubt that hurt. That was a big result. We played well enough to win the game. Unfortunately, we didn't. Geelong, to their credit, won the game. We want to get one back. Simple.
Has it been touched on this week, though?
No, we haven't touched on that. We've touched on the review of it last week game more than anything, but you know, I'm sure our players remember, they always do. You know, big games against quality opposition, you look forward to them, and you want to get one back. So that's our challenge tomorrow, and I'm sure Geelong want to get another one, so it won't be easy.
How's Jasper?
Yeah, he's fine. Really just about ready, to be fair. He's just, you know, we've been a bit cautious, as we should be. It's a long season still to go. We want him in good form and fit and healthy for the major part of the season.
Also, because, like you said, your back line's probably got guys.
Yeah, no, good players get in, though, I reckon. Good players still get in, and you know, Jasper, we're just making sure. This is purely about making sure Jasper's ready.
Tricky situation, we've got a condition in, but you got the Sanford don't play till Wednesday, so.
Yeah, that's the cards we've got, so we'll play with them and see how we end up. But, you know, if that means Jasper does or doesn't play next Wednesday, we'll wait and see.
Hey, Selwood has been a talking one for a couple of years now. He tends to draw a few free kicks. Have you told him?
Joel!
Have you told the players how to deal with it?
Only recommendation I can get him is go lower and harder than Joel does, and that's bloody hard to do, isn't it? Because he's as tough as they get. So you know, I've got no problems. Joel's one of the great players.
Are you helped in the ruck at all by Geelong's reluctance to play Zach Smith at the moment? They're not really going with a specialist ruck.
Well, Rhys Stanley, I think they probably think's a specialist ruck. I mean, they've probably battled with that a little bit, but you know, it's Chris's battle, not mine. I'm trying to find a ruck, and maybe they've got too many.
Opens up the mid-season trade stuff, doesn't it, Ken?
No, we'll be right. Paddy will be back soon, and Billy's getting better.
Thanks, Harry.
Yeah.